I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for his thoughts on the Senate's passage of legislation authored in the House that is seeking to overturn the ban on feeding and baiting of deer and elk in Michigan. Here's State Senator Ed McBroom.
So the bill was amended in the Senate. It passed, and now it's back to the House. And when they come back from Thanksgiving, they'll have a chance to work on it.
What is it looking to do? This is having to do with the ban that was put in effect in the middle of summertime last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, so for the Upper Peninsula, it was put in this year for three of the counties, and then downstate has been an expanding ban over the last several years. The bill really sets to override that, in a sense, to change that opinion for most of the state. It's not without its controversy or without its sides. The hunting community is not unified in one voice, either for or against it, although I would say certainly the vast majority, 3-1 of the people who contact my office are for removing the ban.
So what is the Ed McBroom opinion? What do you say about it?
So, you know, I've been very involved with this issue long before I got into the legislature, dating back to the 90s because of the TB issue. And, you know, for a long time, it was, I had just unequivocal support for the ban on baiting because it seemed so sensible. But what have we seen over the years of that being in place? We've seen fewer hunters, more deer, more disease, more impact. It hasn't reaped the rewards that we hoped it would. And now when you move into the CWD issue, what do we hear from the experts? They tell us, well, if we ban this, we might delay some of the spread of CWD for a few years, or we might keep the prevalence rate a little bit lower. And yet states that have dealt with CWD for over 50 years, 60 years, they don't necessarily have bans on bait. They some do, some don't. It doesn't seem to be any sort of uniformity to the situation. And the experts come in and testify. You have a lot of people right now saying, well, the NRC, they listen to the experts. But there's experts on both sides. And ultimately, the people, as much as we hang our hat on science for things, this is a country where the people rule. And they have spoken. They've said, this is not the way we want to go. We watched that happen in Wisconsin a few years ago when they threw out just about anybody who had said ban and changed their entire DNR policy. So Wisconsin's living with this. They're managing the herd now with CWD, and I kind of feel like we need to move to that strategy as well.
Do you feel that there may be restrictions and regulations that could be created that would be appropriate, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's still important to, and I spoke in front of the NRC and suggested some of these things, that if we're going to say that we're managing scientifically and baiting is part of that scientific management, it's not very scientific to just suddenly throw out an entire major selection of your tools. But there should be some sensibility here. I mean, there's a big difference between the guy taking a bag of apples and dumping it on the ground versus the guy who takes a semi-load of sugar beets and dumps it in a pile. And so we need sensibility, and I've long held that one of the significant things that's missed in this discussion is a distinctive between what's baiting versus what's feeding. And I really have tried to encourage the NRC and to look at it that way, the department to look at it that way. And I think what's become particularly evident is that within the department right now, who advises the NRC, who brings them the information they act on, you have several people who have long held, and this is not a criticism, but it's their philosophy is opposed to baiting. They've been that way for decades. They're consistent. But where is the advocate on the other side saying, hey, you know, and I can find you plenty of them, just not within the department?
Well, this looks like it'll most likely get approved in the House after the Thanksgiving break and then goes to the governor. Now it sounds like the governor's not in support of this. Then what?
Well, I suspect that you're right. I think it's unfortunate. What we really could use from the governor right now is some leadership. Is her going to her director and to the NRC and saying, hey, you can see what the sentiment of the people is. This isn't some crazy wild-eyed flight here. This is, you know, this was a hard fight. It's been going on for 10 months now, and the citizens continue to hammer away at us that they don't like it. And the NRC and the governor need to recognize that as well, and let's reach a compromise here. I'm not saying these bills need to be done. The NRC could come back to the table modify some of these orders, put a sunset in place in the Upper Peninsula, do something to recognize the people are very unhappy with this direction we're going in.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.